And I'm Catfish Morgan. It's the Live 88.5 Startup. And Dave Schellenberg's here, too.
And every couple of weeks, we go car crashing with Jim Bray. Jim, what do you got for us this morning?
Well, I got a couple of rather large SUVs. One of them is the Mazda CX-9. Zoom, zoom, sort of zoom, zoom, because it's big.
Yeah.
And the Ford Flex, which is an interesting vehicle in its own right.
All right. We'll get to those in just a bit with Jim Bray. There's links to him at live885.com. Click on the Startup Engine, fittingly enough. And here's Kings of Leon from Live 88.5, the new alternative.
All sunshine tomorrow and 25. Right now it's 19 degrees in the Capitol.
Our Live 88.5 car crasher is Jim Bray. He does audio auto reviews for us, and you'll find the written word through Live 88.5.com. Click on the Startup Engine. We'll talk about the Ford Flex in just a bit. But first, let's say hi to Jim. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
All right. The Mazda CX-9, it's the big brother to the CX-7.
That's right. Was the CX-7 is a four-cylinder or a turbo four-cylinder, depending which model you get. This one has a V6, 3.7 liter, and it's three rows of seats instead of two rows of seats. It's basically just the CX-7's big brother.
Okay.
So this is a mega SUV.
It's quite large. It's quite heavy. It feels heavy, but on the other hand, it moves along very nicely. I mean, the V6 engine puts out decent horsepower. It's about 273 horsepower, 270 foot-pounds of torque. So it moves along very nicely. And they've upgraded a little bit for 2010. They've added things like front active head restraints. I think that's just something that if you keep bobbing your head around, it tells you to stop. And a blind spot monitoring system, standard on the GT, optional on the lower model. And this is really quite annoying. I mean, it has lights in the outside mirrors when it senses there's a vehicle in what it judges as your blind spot. Of course, you don't have blind spots if you judge your mirrors, right? But anyway, I don't mind that so much, although I find it a bit obtrusive. But what's worse is that if you are trying to change lanes and the vehicle deems that there's a vehicle in your blind spot, it beeps at you when you try to put on the signal lights, sort of second-guessing you, which drives me nuts. Not that it's a long drive.
So this is like being in the cockpit of an airplane telling you to get the nose up or something like that.
Very much so, yes. I hadn't thought about that analogy, but that's a perfect analogy.
But it's wrong.
Well, let's just say we disagreed on where the blind spot ended.
This blind spot warning system, it seems like it's popping up all over the place all of a sudden.
It is. They're becoming very popular. I first saw them in a Volvo, I think the S80, about 3 or 4 years ago, and now they're coming up almost everywhere. There's a new Infiniti M coming out, which I'm going to have in a couple of weeks. Apparently, it not only tells you that you have somebody in your blind spot, but it actively steers the car away. If that's true, I hope you can switch it off, because that would really drive me nuts.
No kidding. All right, so the CX-9 from Mazda, it's a pretty big SUV. What else is in its class, and do you see it winning its class, or is there something better out there?
There's lots out there, actually. Well, the Ford Flex is one of them, the one we're going to talk about a little bit later.
Okay.
Also, the Acura MDX.
Right.
Boy, that'd be a tough decision, you know, the MDX or the CX-9. The MDX is more luxurious, has more toys in it, but I think the CX-9 is a little bit more fun to drive. It needs paddle shifters, though. It doesn't have that.
Okay. Very good. Well, we'll get to the Ford Flex in just a bit. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. His reviews are at live885.com. Click on the Startup Engine icon there. And let's check on Live 88.5 traffic now. Here's Amal Wahab.
And this traffic update is
through. Live 88.5, the new alternative. And Red Hot Chili Peppers there at 8:23. It's going to be mostly sunny today, a little cooler, 24 degrees. We could get a shower later on, and it's about 18 degrees right now. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, with his audio reviews at live885.com. Click on the Startup Engine. Now, Jim, we already talked about the Mazda CX-9, and now the Ford Flex. Seating for eight, three rows of seats. What do you think?
My only complaint about the seats, really, is that the two seats up front need to have a little better side bolstering, because when you go into a corner at a decent speed, you tend to get thrown into the door.
But isn't the part of the story of this vehicle the environmental capabilities of it?
Well, I mean, the EcoBoost, I don't know why they call it EcoBoost. I guess because it gives you V8 performance at V6 economy.
Gotcha.
Like the EcoBoost, it's 355 horsepower. So that's, you know, that's pretty prodigious poop, let's put it that way. And it hauls the vehicle along really well. And again, that's V8 territory. But all things considered, it's a pretty neat system. Oh, this one has that self-parking feature as well. It's a $700 option.
Oh,
and it will parallel park the vehicle without your intervention, except for shifting the gas pedal and the brake pedal.
Now, you said in the past, we talked about this, and you said it works pretty well.
It does work pretty well. I parallel parked this thing into a spot that, without the robot, I would not have tried myself because I thought it was too small. But this
really?
Thing took it in there. The hardest thing about it is letting the machine do it, because you start to freak out. My God, I'm going to hit it.
Right.
It doesn't hit it.
So it will brake, too?
No, you have to operate the gas pedal and the brake pedal and the gear shift, but you take your hands off the steering wheel.
Right.
So you kind of put your hands on top of your head or behind your head, and you know. And if you do put your hands back on the steering wheel, it deactivates the system right away, which is probably a good thing.
Does this have a lot of the Ford electronic gizmos in it as well in the dash?
It has the Ford Sync system, which is really nice. It's got the touch screen, so it's got the navigation system as well. But I've hooked in my iPhone and an iPod into it, and it brings up all of the, you know, all the tracks and all the folders and everything right on the screen. You can either use it with the touch screen, or you can use it with voice recognition. I prefer the touch screen. It forces you to, you know, to take one hand off the wheel and concentrate a little bit less on the driving, which is not a good thing.
Right.
But it's a lot faster and having to mess with the voice recognition, which voice recognition is okay, but I think it'll work out better when the computer actually has some intelligence and understands what you're saying rather than having to confirm and check everything.
Right.
You know, and this isn't just Ford that does this. They're all like that. Some are better than worse. Actually, Ford's is one of the better ones.
What's it worth?
$56,000 for one outfitted as I have. It starts out at $46,600.
Right, that's pretty hefty.
Pretty hefty, but that's, you know, you get a lot for it, too.
Yeah.
You know, optional equipment on mine is, you know, probably about $4,000 or $5,000, and that includes things like, you know, 20-inch wheels and, $100 for rubber floor mats, $700 for the active park assist. You know, the roof is, the panoramic roof is another $750.
It all adds up.
It adds up.
Yeah. Jim Bray, our live 88.5 Car Crasher. Thanks, Jim. Auto reviews, the written form at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. Here's Billy Talent on Live.